The shocking claims coming out of Banksia Hill, Netherlands Hot Springs approved, and the WA Beach named the best in the world. It's Friday, the 19th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday.
Yes, we have made it to the end of the week. The state government, though, is getting no closer to making it to the end of the controversy surrounding Banksia Hill. This detention centre has been on the front page of the newspaper a bunch of times in the past few months. And today, shocking allegations have emerged regarding the treatment of some of the young detainees.
Yeah, this is perhaps the most gobsmacking front page this morning. So, shocking new claims about the recent Banksia Hill riot. The West Australian is reporting a female inmate and a male inmate engaged in sexual activity during the 14-hour riot, which caused $30 million damage. Mm. Hard to believe, isn't it? We have heard, though, that there was a male inmate who let out some of the female inmates, yeah. And there's been some claims this morning of poor treatment of the inmates in there, chairs being used against inmates, chicken with maggots being fed to them. I mean, it's just an awful situation. It's a debacle in there. It needs to be fixed, and it's a real problem for the government, because what we're having now is momentum and about this story. Yeah. And if it's not fixed, it's going to hurt the government.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly how they do fix it, though, I think remains to be seen, because, you know, closing Banksia Hill is not an option. So they need some pretty quick strategies for improving things and you know, maybe an independent investigator, something like that coming in.
Do they need more staff in there? Do they need the staff to be trained differently?
They would, for sure. They need more staff in the hospitals.
Are they being paid enough? I mean, there's a whole lot of issues in there. And you've got to remember, these kids, many of whom have not been found guilty at this point.
They're just in there on remand.
They're just in there on remand, waiting for their trial.
Yeah, and what do you know about this rollover that's happened in West Perth?
Yeah, spectacular pictures this morning. Luckily, nobody was injured. What's happened is this car has hit two other vehicles. It's rolled, and it's also damaged the Hyde Park Hotel.
What?
So this is on the corner of Fitzgerald and Bulwer Streets.
Yeah,
it's wild. It looks like a car chase. It looks like what the Harry and Meghan car chase was supposed to
be. The near-catastrophic car chase.
Yeah,
this
is the real deal. So this car has ended up on its roof.
Wow.
As I say, lucky nobody was
injured.
And a
collision with the Hyde Park Hotel.
Yeah.
Wow, dearie me. And now, while I'm sure it was a surprise to see a car crash into the Hyde Park Hotel, this next bit of news, maybe not such a big surprise. A WA beach has been named the best in the world.
Yes. Can you believe that?
And it is, of course.
Lucky Bay.
Oh, Lucky
near
Bay.
Esperance. The kangaroos have got it across the line. So it has been voted the number one beach in the world in Banana Boat's 50 Best Beaches of the World for 2023.
That's a sunscreen company, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a reputable award, this one. So three beaches in WA made the cut. Can you guess the other ones?
Oh, somewhere in Rotto?
No.
Oh, Cable Beach.
No.
What?
Okay. Turquoise Bay at Exmouth.
Okay. All right.
It's a beautiful snorkeling spot, by the way. I think that's where they have the drift snorkel, where you have to be really careful to you get in and then you're like, oh, I've got to get out. And also, that was at number 17. And Little Hellfire, which is near Esperance
that's
as well.
That's just around the
that
corner.
That came
from
in at number 28.
Oh, that's good. Two beaches in Esperance in the top 30.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Have you ever been to Lucky Bay?
Yes, I have. And can I tell you, it was the most Shizen day to go to Lucky Bay. There was seaweed everywhere.
Yeah, same.
There were no kangaroos. Yeah. It was cold, but I tried to grab as much sunshine as I could and just lay there and experience it. So I think a lot of it has to do with the day.
You can
go down to City Beach on a good day and have a marvellous time. You can go to Trigg, you can go to Port Beach. There's plenty of awesome beaches in Perth. Lucky Bay on a brilliant day, apparently it's magic from the photos it looks like.
Yeah, looking at the photos.
Yeah, and people who use Banana Boat are obviously happy with it.
Do you know what isn't weather dependent?
What's that?
Going to the hot springs in Netherlands.
I know you love this story. That's why I've included it today.
Thanks.
Did you see the $25 million luxury wellness centre and day spa has been given the green light by the WA Planning Commission? So the Tawawari Hot Springs are going to be built on the Netherlands riverfront, 20 metres from the Swan River, mind you. So the City of Netherlands pulled its support for the project last year. It was sort of this on-again, off-again relationship with the hot springs, and they refused to lease the land. So they've gone to the WA Planning Commission. The Planning Commission's gone, yep, we give this the green light. Go ahead. So the city of Nedlands is looking somewhat benign this morning, and because of being trumped by the Planning Commission. So the project has been identified as a key tourism driver.
Okay.
And that probably played a part.
How far would you go for a hot springs in Nedlands?
Look, I'd probably want to experience it just because it looks really...
You think people are going to come from interstate or international?
Well, I think it's part of the experience. So yeah. You go and see the quokkas on Roto, yeah. You have a relaxing day spa day.
Will it be finished? Will it be finished before Coldplay get here? Coldplay, hot springs, you know they
the
work.
The trifecta. I mean, the thing is with tourism, it's not one thing that's going to get people here. Mm. I still think the Aboriginal Museum is going to be a massive draw card for us
if we do
it right. It's going to be, I suspect, bigger than down in Albany, the Anzac Museum down there.
You can't have too much of this stuff.
No, you can't. You can't. And you know what? People are stressed out. They need a wellness centre. You know, they need some hot springs.
I tell you who's stressed out. The Colombian government and maybe a few families, because four kids apparently have been found alive more than 2 weeks after their small plane crashed in the Amazon jungle. More than 2 weeks. So how's this? So the Cessna that they were in crashed on May 1. Searchers found the plane, had the bodies of three adults who were killed in the crash. The kids were not there. They were missing. And so they launched this huge search operation that involved dog units, local indigenous communities, planes, helicopters. They flew over the region broadcasting a message that had been recorded by the children's grandmother.
Or just playing it over like a
playing
megaphone.
Playing it over a loudspeaker.
Oh, wow.
The search parties found a trail of little objects, like a baby's bottle and a pair of scissors. And so they were following this trail of breadcrumbs, so to speak, through the jungle. And so Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, has tweeted that the kids have been found alive, but this hasn't actually been officially confirmed. So because of communication difficulties, because the region is so remote and rain and all these other weather factors, they haven't actually been able to have first-hand confirmation that the kids are alive.
So where did he get the information from?
It's kind of just kind of rumours that they've been found. But everybody seems...
Are you going to keep us hanging till Monday on this story?
Unfortunately. But people seem, in Colombia, they seem pretty confident.
Can we please follow this? Because this is intriguing. To think that... What, more than 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
They would be alive.
Still alive, right? And so apparently the information that the authorities have is that the kids are fine. We also understand that they had very hard days. Yeah, they spent 2 weeks in the Amazon jungle. But they seemed okay, according to authorities. And the kids age between 11 months old and 13.
What? I need more detail on this story. Yeah. I know it's not your fault. I know that, you know, Colombia's not the easiest place to get information out of. drugs out of there is easy, so but information not so easy.
Both me and the Colombian president currently don't have a full grasp of exactly what's going on.
If you two could put your two jigsaw puzzle pieces together next week, that'd be amazing.
That's what we can come up
with.
Can
we get the president on next week?
Try. Can't hurt. Sport. Might have more chance of getting Nat Fyfe on the show. But he is back in the starting 22 for the Dockers.
Good news,
AKA
isn't it?
Wallyup. They've changed the name of the team for Indigenous Round, which is very awesome. So they're going to tackle Geelong at Optus Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Fyfe has been the super sub for the past two games. Played about a quarter of each game in total as he's coming back from plantar fasciitis. The dual Brownlow medalist, though, this time is going to be named on the bench. So he's going to play a lot more minutes. Although they probably will manage him a little bit because he's still not back to 100% fitness. The Dockers are on a two-game winning streak, just quietly.
Come on. You can't call it a streak
If they beat Geelong at
Optus.
They've
won two games in a row.
Will you call it a streak if they beat Geelong at Optus?
Yes, that's a streak. Right. Three is a streak. Two is not a streak.
And if they beat Geelong...
If I turn up to work 2 days in a row, that's not a streak.
If they beat Geelong this week, Flag Mantle is back.
Hang on. You were right.
It's not bad.
You were writing
flag
them
mantle,
off. You
flag pulled, mantle's not
you
back.
You pulled out all your stats.
But
I'll
tell you
said
what,
there's
though,
no hope.
I'll tell you what. I might be willing to say Flag Mantle is a chance after next week because they play the Demons at the MCG. If they beat Melbourne...
How far ahead do you want to look?
Well, look, if they beat Geelong this week and they beat the Demons at the G next week, I'll give them a sniff.
This reminds me of when I was in primary school when you're kids and you're like, if my team wins this week and then we win next week and then we've won the grand final and we've got the trophy.
Exactly. And meanwhile, across town, not so great for West Coast. They're playing in the aforementioned Harley Reid Cup, the Battle of the Cellar Dwellers. So you actually want to lose this game in Launceston on Sunday with Hawthorn, because then you have more chance of getting the number one draft pick.
Are you suggesting they should just throw the game?
Tank it, baby. Tank it. To get Harley Reid, 187 centimetre. He can play pretty much anywhere. Absolute freak. One of the best prospects coming into the draft in years. Could be a game changer
for
West Coast.
Isn't it so cruel that the Dockers are struggling to work out who are we going to exclude while the Eagles have an injury list almost bigger than their list?
Yeah, so we'll see. But it could help them this week. We'll see.
The Wild West.
Now, here is a drama that is befitting a Bollywood thriller. So the aspiring Bollywood actress Krisan Pereira, who's been in a couple of, she's had small roles in a couple of Bollywood films. She's 27 years old and she was busted for drug smuggling, right? So you go, oh, that's pretty terrible. But the true story is bizarre. So she was offered a part in a meaty kind of a web series, and she had to go internationally to audition for it, right?
Yeah.
And so she's met this casting director at the airport who said, yeah, no worries, this is who you got to go and meet. Oh, you and he's actually my mate. Can you give him this trophy
that he's won?
And so she's gone, yeah, no worries, and then has been arrested at the other end. The trophy, surprise, surprise, stuffed with drugs.
Oh, she was an unwitting drug smuggler.
Yeah, yeah. And so she was arrested in Mumbai, but then the cops investigated and found that the whole thing was actually a frame job. It's turned out it's not the first time it's happened. Four other victims have been framed by this same bloke, allegedly, and the police say the motive, revenge. He's known all of the victims personally and has planted and has used them as unwitting drug mules.
Is it a love revenge thing?
No, no. So in the case of Krisan Pereira, the alleged perpetrator was having an argument with her over some stray dogs and so has framed her daughter for drug smuggling.
So India. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How about that? So this one's going to play
actually,
out in the Indian courts.
It would make an amazing film. Like, this would make a great film.
Great film.
Yeah, you know, that web series, let's just throw that to
the
side.
You've got
the
Bollywood starlet.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Who knows? We'll wait and see. And that's your news from the West Australian for Friday, May 19. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.